Good morning. It's 10:30, and this is a special edition of Centennial College Radio News. I'm Matthew Lean with Monica Pat and Phoebe Ho. Coming up, commentary from Monica on a part of our bodies that rarely gets any love. And Phoebe just can't understand why pedestrians can't stay to the left or the right. And weather, keep that umbrella handy. We are looking at periods of scattered showers throughout the day, with a high of 17 degrees. Don't worry, Sunday will live up to its name with a 70-degree sun-filled day. We thought this being Friday, we should take a break from our normal lineup and offer you, our listeners, a bit of perspective we could use. Today is one of those days when you wake up and there's nothing good in the news. The cost of gas is still going up. Economists are projecting a recession. And if you were mad when Tim Hortons raised the price of a double-double, just wait till you see what local grocers are going to do with the price of a loaf of bread. We all knew that this wasn't going to last forever. North Americans has been living this lifestyle for a long time. Hasn't nobody been listening to David Suzuki for the last 20 years? So we may have to cut back on a bit of food, and maybe we might have to trade in our Humvees for our Honda. Really, would that really be the end of the world? I think North Americans can truly stand to lose a few pounds. And maybe, just maybe, if we drive a, dare I say it, compact, like Europeans have been doing for the last few years, we might have a few less soccer moms flipping out in a fit of road rage with their SUVs. Come on, people. We went through this before during the Depression. We survived, and we were better off for going through it. What makes you think now that in 2008, we as a society can't do the same thing again? But seriously, ethanol? What were we thinking? And now here's Monica with a part of you that could use a little bit more loving.
Thanks, Matt. It's been a long and drawn-out winter, and finally, it feels like summer. But before we get too excited, I think it's important for us to take a moment to talk about something serious. Our bodies are coming out of hibernation, and now is the time to take care of a part that gets neglected in the winter. You know what I'm talking about. Feet. We all know that instinct that drives us to strip off those parkas. The sun makes us want to find the minimal combination of clothes that'll keep us cool and comfortable. But too often, a crippling self-consciousness of our feet stops us from liberating them come summer. To be honest, feet are weird. It's true. They're funny looking and strange, kind of like hands, but small and stunted and creepy. But you can't fall prey to suffocating closed-toed sandals, or worse, socks and sandals. We have to learn to love our feet. So save yourself the trouble of sweat, lint buildup, and just general discomfort between those toes. Give those babies some sun and air. Because the truth is, nobody actually loves their feet, but every toe deserves a breeze. And now over to Phoebe with her take on escalator etiquette.
Thanks, Monica, and hello, everyone. Seems like more and more people these days are forgetting common etiquette. What is it with people and their nonsensical behavior? Ever since I was a little kid, I always knew that when you're on an escalator, the left side is where you go when you want to walk up or down the escalators, and the right side is where you stand. But these days, whenever I'm on the escalator, I tend to be blocked both ways because the person in front of me decides to just stand on the side you're supposed to walk. They just have to block the flock of people behind them trying to rush somewhere. There are even signs that say this. Why can't people just follow this simple rule? You see, same thing goes with the stairs. If there are people going up and down the stairs, people should naturally go to their right so they don't end up walking all over the place trying to dodge each other. This is all common courtesy. If these traditional unspoken rules are gone, what will become of the society? That's all from me today. Now let's send it back to Matt for the wrap-up.
Thanks, Phoebe. That's it for now. You can hear more from us coming up at the top of the hour with Eric, Salima, and Tyler.